This is Secrets of the Holographic Universe with Carl Vibe, Part 5. So the Sonic Tribe knows that from about April until August, I was extremely manic. And during that time, I solved Einstein's God equation, figured out how Tic Tacs fly, and started the intellectual groundwork and the mental gymnastics to figure out how to generate an electromagnetic field that would separate us from our Higgs field, render us massless, and allow us to fly like the Tic Tac spaceships that the Navy has confirmed really exist. And the Sonic Tribe knows that when I get really, really manic, I get really, really smart. But on the other hand, when I come down from being manic, I get really depressed and really, really dumber. Like, way dumber. But it's kind of cool for a couple reasons, because I'll listen to it again and I'll think to myself, man, that guy's fucking smart. And then I feel kind of nice, the warm little fuzzy reassurance that I'm not manic, and that is a fact. But when I got really low in August, after being manic for like 3 months straight, Singularity Mike gave me the audio for the interview that we'd done on his YouTube channel, The Singularity Lab. And so I split it up into some podcasts, and I was able to share that with you while I recovered. And during that interview, there was a panel of folks who were commenting and asking questions, and one of those panel members was Carl Vibe. And despite the fact that we're polar opposites, he and I hit it off pretty well, and he invited me to an interview on his show to talk about sonic gravity and the holographic universe. And especially if you have kids, you probably know Carl. He is a legit YouTube influencer. His YouTube channel, Carl the Crusher, formerly Carl and Ginger, has about 3 million subscribers, millions and millions of views, and some really great family content. He's pretty much the quintessential American cool dad and family man, but he's got a real heart for spiritualism and cultural anthropology and his fellow human beings. He's got tons of empathy, and if I was being totally honest, I would probably have to admit he's pretty much in many respects the polar opposite of me. And the really interesting thing is that he and I come from complete polar opposites in terms of the way we think and the way we see the universe, but the really interesting thing is that we kind of end up at the exact same place, and that is a fact. Because he's kind of a tie-dyed hippie talking about one universal consciousness, but when you think about it, I'm a bipolar autistic psychopath talking about how we're all sitting on the surface of a 2D hologram like a slice of cheese, bent around into an orb where the 2D surface of the hologram is encoding a 3D universe inside. And our consciousness is merely energy on the surface of this black hole where we embody the law of conservation of information as we record time in our memories and our DNA. But when you think about it, if the surface of that black hole is a unified consciousness, then even though we're intellectually and our personalities are totally different, we're kind of ending up at the exact same place. And he and I spoke for 2 hours and it went by in a blink. So I asked him for the audio, I chopped it up into 5 sections, and so I'm publishing these as just a few extra bonus podcast episodes, but I encourage you, especially if you have kids, to check out Carl the Crusher. Carl's a really good dude, and he's got some really good family content. So I really hope you enjoy the Sonic Gravity presentation of the Carl Vibe Show. Here's part 5, where we left off after part 4.
But we're all really reflecting the same light of information and looking at the same light or the same information, which is that unified field. So maybe God is this unified field that we experience, this one consciousness, but we all have different opinions and perspectives. And really, we're that way too. Even within the sense of self, there's a whole host of different, like, well, maybe I should do this, I don't know, and emotions attached to that, and a whole like legion of kind of characters and perspectives in there that don't always agree. And that's not out of the question. So it's very interesting.
And you just made me think of something when you're talking about, like, on the surface of black hole, like if everybody's like glitter, right? Swirling right around, like there really can be no, I think if one contemplates this model of potential model of the universe, then on that black hole, like your energy, like your essentially vibrations. If you believe in string theory, then, right, you know, all your atoms are composed of like strings. And so it's really kind of like music. And so like your energy right now, if you're on the surface of the black hole and I'm on the surface, like our energy is in connection, is in relation.
Ultimately within a continuum or a field that's all reflecting one thing is the infinite information of the oneness or the all of it. But each, like the light of this little speck of glitter and the light of this little speck of glitter over here, even though they're facing different angles, ultimately are in the same unified field of oneness and aren't really separate in the whole thing. And so
and anybody listening is part of that too. Like everybody who's here for this conversation, like we're all right now, like, you know, if you believe in string theory, like we're all vibrating in the same kind of, I don't know what you call it, like energy connection, like we're connected.
Right.
And yeah, you know, and, that's kind of really interesting.
They call it in consciousness that teachings and stuff, they just call it the collective consciousness. Like I have my bubble of reality and it contributes to the informational perspective of yours. And together, like a froth of bubbles or a foam, we all have this unified field of reality. Like we are all different books in the library or different pages in the library.
Yeah. Somebody listening to this thinks I'm an idiot, right?
Sure.
They are coming to the opinion that I'm a moron and I don't know what I'm talking about and I'm wasting their time, but they're going to walk away from this with that vibration. Like, so it doesn't even, and somebody's going to be like, wow, you know, that's really eye opening. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to think about that. Or I'm going to talk to somebody about it. They're coming away with a different vibration. So no matter what happens, anybody who's entangled with us leaves with some influence, regardless of what it is, whether it's positive or negative or whatever. And that is really interesting too. Like, you know, we're going to come away and we're now we're in their memory. We're in their memory.
And there's a multitude of different ways that you can take this. People can get this kind of information or start to grapple with these theories or philosophy. And it can be like devastating, like, oh, you mean like reality isn't real and physical reality? And the more they go try to dig into it, they can't prove that wrong, and they start to have a hard time, like, this is holographically, or maybe I'm a figment, my own body's not even really here, it's all an illusion. And you can take that in a devastating way, like a sort of a death or a grief and loss in a way, and really struggle with it. Or you can say, wait, that means that, like, okay, well, everything is still here. This is what we're talking about. This is it, like what we're experiencing even right this second. And ultimately, if you realize that it is illusion or it isn't what we think, then maybe it means we can break some of these rules, or we can understand reality from a different perspective and not just be straitjacketed by it and accept it as our fate. We can say, well, okay, then if reality is like an illusion, then how do we understand it that way if we really are consciousness drifting or flowing gracefully, harmonically through a black hole reality of information? Then maybe these higher entities, like what we experience as extraterrestrials or spiritual beings or angels or God or something, maybe they just understand the nature of reality at a higher level, or have the technology to jump around through it, escape it in a different way. And suddenly you become like Neo in the Matrix, and you can understand, like, my perception of this gives me strength. It gives me footing. It gives me power. It allows me to move through the reality differently than the way I was seeing it before. Like if you're a piece of that glitter flowing through space-time and suddenly you say, hang on, like I understand what I am now and I kind of have a different point of view, then maybe you can change course and set your sail differently instead of just be an unwitting participant of where the wave's pushing you, you know? That's how I see it. I like to take the reins a little bit more rather than just ride the bucking horse where it's taken me, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I would encourage anybody. I would say that, you know, we shouldn't, like when we have a dream and we wake up, you know, it's not like, you know, we wake up, we shouldn't be like, oh, that was a dream. I'm so depressed. I had a dream. You know what I mean? Like it's just an experience, you know? And, and I think to know that, hey, maybe we're more connected to other people than we think,
right?
You know, like, and, you know, maybe we're in a position to, help other people, you know, to, you know, like create value. I mean, it's just amazing when you think about it. Like, I just keep thinking, like, and I hope I'm like dying. I can't wait to I need to get these magnets, these specialty magnets that I've ordered to make this generator that I'm convinced is going to reduce the mass of that generator. And yeah. I can't wait to get it and do it, because if it's right, if I'm right and this works, then, you know, if the Navy would have come out earlier and said, you know, here's the UFOs, if they, you know, maybe I could have done this 10 years ago, you know, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, and I'm just saying, so I think the more connected we are, and if they never did, I would never have thought of it, because it's only the Navy's UFO footage that got me fired up. Yeah. And so I'm thinking that the more we kind of like try to hang on to stuff and whatever, and like kind of stay in our own little silos and like not be cool, like, you know what I mean? Like, the more we're like kind of in this together and sharing information and trying to like give each other a good vibration, so to speak, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we could have figured this out. I swear, I hope this works, but I think yeah. if it does, it would go to show that we're way better off if we like, you know, are like, you know, kind of think of ourselves, you know, you have like a circle, right? And I don't know what life is Native American, you know, better than I do. Like, you know, you can think of yourself as like the first circle is you, the next circle is like your immediate family, and the next circle are your neighbors. Yeah. And then it's like your tribe, and then it's like your country or whatever. But, you know, the idea that the bigger our circle is, the more like people that we engage with and like care about, the faster we'll get these technological breakthroughs, the faster we'll right. be able to sort of like, you know, fix our planet, our environment, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It would be really neat to really sort of break through. And that's why I kind of want to do this, and I want to tell everybody what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it works, because I just feel like if we thought more, and I am not an emotional person, I do not seek connections like naturally with other people. I'm a horrible son. It's probably been months since I talked to my dad. I need to call my dad, call my mom. Like, I have hard time.
Call your dad, mom, Brad. Come on.
Yeah. But it's like, but I really feel like I think we go a lot. Ah, man, everything would be better if we just like connect, like, I don't know, like just allowed connection, more connection. You know
ultimately,
what I mean?
At the end of the day, I feel like so much of the agendas and everything that keep this kind of stuff, even just the knowledge or the thought processes and the philosophy suppressed, are people who don't want their trinkets and toys and their candy taken away. They're at the top of this food chain at the energy empires and the oil industries and the pharmaceutical companies and things like that. And they are better off keeping everybody as a little piece of glitter instead of realizing the unified field. They don't want to keep things like telepathy and remote viewing and psychic connections and heart-to-heart connections, and people realizing that their consciousness is not just trapped within their skull, but it's something way grander, connected with
way grander
the entirety of the universe and transcends those physical limitations. They don't want that to get out, because then all of a sudden they're not special. Everybody's sitting at home, and you see this everywhere in pharmaceuticals. They don't want you growing weeds in your own backyard to fix yourself. In the they don't want you meditating at home to fix your mental health. They want you on their pills. They want you driving their oil combustible engines and keeping everything slowed down. They don't want us moving and thinking at light speed. They don't want us realizing our actual innate nature as human consciousness.
I'll admit, like, if there was a skeptic about like energy and consciousness and UFOs and, you know, remote viewing and ESP and all that, I was absolutely the biggest skeptic. Sure. I was like, oh, it's bullshit. Like, there's no way. But the more I think about, if the nature of consciousness is, if we're the cosmic librarians, you know, recording history and our DNA and our memories, And we're serving as, on the surface of this black hole, as time comes out of it, we're serving as we're actually the universe's mechanism for, the law of conservation of information.
Yeah.
If that's true, then all of a sudden the idea that our consciousness is zipping around on the surface of this black hole, it's not that far-fetched to think, oh, somebody could have like sort of a special characteristic of energy where it just kind of like pops up and they can kind of see something over there. And then, they go back down. You know what I mean? Like exactly. there's so much manifestation of possibility. If you realize that, if we're zipping around reading, the tea leaves essentially on the surface of this black hole, mm-hmm. maybe, my antisocial personality disorder, maybe my bipolarity, maybe, my autism, maybe that combination of weirdness can make me shine really bright as far as energy goes. And so maybe figure things out, or maybe somebody kind of sparks and a piece of them can go land over there and kind of get a perception and then, sort of fizzles. And then they're like, dude, I know what was over there. It's like, it seems like, and yeah. I know it's only plausible. I think it's plausible that we're on the surface of this black hole. It's encoding a 3D universe, and that's what we're experiencing because our brain is actually not interacting with anything. It's only receiving electrical sort of impulse signals. Right. And so to the extent, so nobody can say that it's not plausible, right? There's just no argument it's not plausible. You can say it's not true, right? But you can't say it's not plausible. Right. And so, but if you, and everybody should be able to agree that it's plausible. And so you might find it kind of incredible that somebody could do that, but you can't say that it's not plausible. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, and being able to see people, I think, where they are and just give them the space mm-hmm. to like, to be who they are and to maybe, maybe that's true. You know what I mean? Like, let's not like judge people and, write them off or whatever, because, keeping the secret of those UFOs away from me, if I'm the one who figures out this anti-gravity business, all they did was screw themselves by not letting it out earlier. Right. You know what I mean? Because we could have been so far ahead.
Unless they're worried about just fattening their big old pockets, they don't really, it makes me sick. It really does. At the end of the day, every individual has to come to their own realization that the lines painted on the road are literally just rocks with paint smeared on them. And the rules all applied around that are totally a story. you can drive anywhere you want. If you turn the wheel, that's all just, everybody's just collectively chugging along, following the lines and staying in the lines. You know what I mean? But there needs to be people like you out there that are doing that. And I have this suspicion that this device that you're actually putting together to test your theory is probably not that complicated, is it? No, right?
No, it's not. And when you think about the wing, right? Yeah. Think about the wing, like the Wright brothers, right? You camber the top. It's flat on the bottom, right? Air has to move faster over the top, creates lower pressure. So there's more pressure on the bottom and you get lift, you fly. I mean, it's more complicated than that, but it's essentially the weak nuclear force that won't allow a vacuum that does that. And quantum travel isn't that much more complicated.
Well, ultimately, all of the nature of the universe operates on fundamental principles. Just like we said, you go back and you have just these elemental pixels of three colors that account for everything that you see, all the colors of the rainbow and all physical visual spectrums. Ultimately, every single thing, even in geology and minerals or anything in science, comes from a function of very primary things that are collaborating in some sort of a harmony that make it happen that way. But yeah, if you can sort of say, well, let's flip this on its head or kind of invert that process in a way. And that's what you're trying to do now with your device. So that's really
interesting. And I'm going to tell you, and as soon, like I've already got my patent filed, right? So I'm going to build it and I've got my date so that like nobody can sort of patent it out from under me, right? Okay. And so as soon as I finish it, right, which my specialty magnets are going to take like 7 to 9 weeks to get here. So it might be a little while. But
are these like neodymium ones or the electromagnetic ones? Or oh, okay.
No. Yeah, they're just rare earth metal ones. Okay. And so, but like they don't have them in the right shape. So I need to like, I had to get like the right shape made. But the thing is that when, and I want everybody, I want you to like channel for me or people to pray for me, you know, and because I'm telling you, if this works, I'm going to give it. I'm going to tell everybody how to do it. You'll be able to make your own.
Will you come back on the show and demonstrate it on the live show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I'd love to see
it. Yeah, I'll demonstrate it. Totally. I mean, I'm going to put it on the scale and I'm going to turn it on. And if it gets lighter, it works.
Right.
And so, and if it doesn't work, I'll still tell you how to do it. And maybe you can figure it out and, you know, get it to work.
And if we hear about a big explosion in a small town back east, we'll say, what happened to Brad?
No, it was me. You know,
he sucked himself in through a portal. He's in the eighth dimension now.
Yeah. No, it was me. If there's a big nuclear explosion somewhere, it's probably me in my shed.
Right.
But I'll give it away, man. I'll tell you exactly how to do it. So everybody like kind of pray for me, pull for me, like, you know, vibe for me, whatever. And you know, as soon as I know if it works, if it doesn't work, I'll be accountable. I'll be like, sorry, couldn't get to do it. And I'll tell you my thought process and I'll say, hey, if anybody can do it better than me or sort this out or even suck any value at all out of it, then you're welcome.
Point out what the weaknesses are or where you missed the mark or anything. It can't hurt to take a stab at it. So Brad, if anybody wanted to check out your podcast, if they wanted to see what you're writing about and look and follow some of your experiments and progress of your theories, where can they find you, Brad?
Oh yeah. So my podcast, it's on Apple. It's on every sort of, podcast publisher. My website is www.sonic-gravity.com. And so my whole thing is viewing the universe through the eyes of a madman. And I don't want to change anybody's mind. I like you just the way you are. I'm just offering you sort of a impression of what the universe looks like through my eyes. So
I love it, Brad. And hopefully if you get your magnets show up and everything, get your device working or even some more progress on your theories and thoughts, I'd love to have you come back on because there's news coming out all the time, new breakthroughs, and maybe we'll see some new kind of UFO or craft that sparks our curiosity even further. And we didn't even get to talk yet in this show about everything that we talked about and discussed, how it relates to the afterlife, spirits, ghosts, and weird poltergeist stuff. Because all of that ties in. We got to do that. So we'll have you back
There's stuff there. We missed it.
It's definitely not outside the question, this idea of what does that mean about our own immortality as human beings and ghosts and echoes of the past and the Higgs boson, all that stuff. I think we've blown a lot of people's minds today, Brad. So we'll we'll let everybody chew on this and go check out your material. And
thanks for sharing space, man. I really enjoyed our conversation. Even before we got started, it was amazing. Like I can't believe we've been on for like 2 hours almost.
I know. It has been
just went like that.
Yeah, as soon as you showed up in backstage, it was like it threw you on and we almost missed the start of the show because we were just like going after it already. It was really fun. But yeah, everybody check out the link down below if you want to check out Brad Voorhees and everything that he's working on at Sonic Gravity and his intense philosophies and theories of a madman. Go check it out. You won't regret it. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Thanks, Carl.